family or something.
No, the one that ours is just delivering normal pizza. Alright, they just stopped. Welcome to Set for Awesome Podcast number 5.
You're starting?
Yeah. Coming at you live from the Shakey's Pizza Buffet on Venice.
The SPB.
Oh, wait, no, it's not on Venice.
It's on San
off
Vicente.
Of Venice. It's on San Vicente. So, this is our first one in a long time.
Wow, no outline either.
I know. We're just here eating pizza.
We're munching down. Getting fat.
Enjoying the graduated from high school life. Am I right, fellas? Am I right?
Hooray.
We are here with special guest, my brother, Martin.
Say hi to everyone, Martin.
No, I was going to say the master society. Well, mom.
So, yesterday, my brother and I were watching a little bit of Menace 2 Society.
And AB's in a racist, so I say this is why people hate black people.
And that movie is really, like, it's filled with so many stereotypes and...
No, if you watch the makings of it, and they say some hick was quoted saying that. This is what makes white people hate black people.
I always wonder why they even made that movie. It's because it was back in the 90s when making fun of black people was cool.
No, the whole thing is, like, it's supposed to be empowering, you know, to show the black struggle.
It's a good movie. Well, they all
Hang
die
on.
At the
Speaking
end.
Speaking of showing the black struggle, have you guys heard of... That's my phone. I'm going to turn that off. Have you guys heard of Def Jam Rap Star?
No. Wait.
It's the new game coming out.
Karaoke, right?
It's basically karaoke. Except... Now, I was tweeting this, like, a couple days ago.
The Kanye West song?
No. That game...
She ain't messing with no broke.
No, that game is gonna have a bunch of white dorks and annoying girls talking about the black man's struggle in the hood. Like, singing about it and thinking they're hard and shit. Like, it's gonna be...
Kanye West raps about that.
Well, not Kanye, but... But just, if you guys watch the presentation, like, look up Def Jam Rap Star presentation. It's just this British guy going, like, he's just talking about it.
It's people in the game industry who don't know rap music, really.
It's hilarious. Like, it's gonna be a funny-ass game. I don't want to get it. Why? Because it has Biz Markie, Just a Friend. And that's gonna be funny.
That's gonna be their selling point.
I know.
They're probably gonna have him
just what
make
I
a commercial.
Need. You got what I need.
Idiot. But yeah, like, it looks so
lame.
Funny. Like, seriously, it's. I'm stealing more of your ketchup.
No, they're advertising awesome. It as an entirely new game. Like, no, dude.
Nope, it's SingStar Black Edition.
That's all it is.
Well, that's how all these new music games are.
Well, I'm telling you, like, I'm gonna stop having Rock Band and Guitar Hero parties. I'm gonna have Def Jam Rap Star and DJ Hero parties. It's gonna be.
I think what
sick
we should
shit.
Be talking about, guys, is
DJ Hero's
is
good.
The new hotness that's gonna blow every other music game away.
What?
Rock Band, Green Day, Rock Band.
Now I pre-ordered that game and I downloaded.
Are you serious?
The demo. Yeah, dude. I downloaded the demo. Like, if you're already hating on Green Day and everything, you know. You're obviously
you're
not gonna like this game.
10 years too late, but alright.
No, but like it has the entire Dookie album.
Ooh,
the entire thing.
Ooh, that's
the entire thing.
Yes,
you're lying. The entire thing.
Shut up, Brian.
No way.
It has all of Dookie and all of American Idiot. Now everyone started hating on Green Day after American
Idiot.
So wait,
So the two poser albums, right? The one that everyone pretends that they heard way before even Green Day was, you know. Born, you know, and
Before
American Idiot, the album, no, the song that, never mind. American Idiot, the song
when,
that a lot
when,
of posers heard. Like,
when
oh,
I'm
oh,
holiday,
man, love,
when I'm playing all 9 minutes and 6 seconds of Saint Jimmy, I'm gonna be having the time of my f***ing life because that is going to be fun. Look,
isn't that a song?
Look.
We are.
Waiting. Unknown. Come on, guys. They were good albums. It's going to be a fun game. You guys are going to hate on it, but I'm going to be having fun.
Here's my thing.
I can't be part of this conversation. I'm going to go get more pizza. I'm sorry.
Guitar on Metallica. Sucked. I liked it. I didn't like Metallica. Now I can say I kind of like them now.
Mm-hmm.
Green Day? No. There's no chance for it. For me, at least.
Well, that's you. Me, on the other hand... Really, I mean, I'm sure I'd like their new album, 21st Century Breakdown.
Didn't even know they had one.
No, I'm sure I'd like it, but... What? I haven't given it a chance. You get me? Like, the one song I heard in Transformers was... Like, that's it, though.
That was a song in Transformers.
Yeah, it was in a college scene. I don't remember.
Well, college scene where there's the undergrad. This is the big thing.
Stupid. Yeah,
my second plate. My second plate. Three pepperoni pizzas and a bunch more mojos.
So? Well, we're going on a hometown buffet tomorrow.
Are you here?
E3 is,
coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up really.
We got our press badges. Sorry,
I know,
guys.
Seth Frost is going to be there.
We're
going to
be there. Look for us on the floor. For us on the floor. We're going to be everywhere. We're going to be
across.
We're going to be asking questions to Kojima. He's our main homie. He sent us review games for his new upcoming Metal Gear Solid game.
We can't tell you about that.
We can't tell you about that. Oh, I'm sorry. I kind of shouldn't have told you that.
Just wait.
Already.
No, just wait.
Because he's going to play a Metal Gear game.
All I'm going to say is Meryl. That's it. Meryl. That's all I'm going to say.
Still haven't played Part 4.
You haven't played Part 4 yet?
You're horrible.
Played the crap out of that one.
Anyway, what are your biggest, like...
What am I excited for?
Yeah, at E3 this year.
Microsoft's announcement of the new Xbox 360.
No, not gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
Not gonna
happen. That's even a rumor?
That's a rumor, yeah. They're gonna come out with a new Xbox 360. You guys know that?
Nope.
Oh.
It's gonna be a smaller one, it won't break, and I might actually pick it up.
Smaller, won't break. Oh, yeah, like a slim version.
Version. Not the Xbox 720. I'm talking about a new Xbox 360.
You know, the thing that PS3 did already.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, PS2 did already.
That's true.
Xbox.
No, Nintendo did with the top loader. Don't you guys remember? There was a Nintendo box, and there was the one that you loaded it from the top.
Yeah,
you guys had the Nintendo top loader.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys have it.
Really?
The one.
We had the old box one, and then we had the other one.
Yeah, the slim version.
It was very tight.
And I'm excited for PlayStation 3's motion controllers. Super excited for that.
PlayStation Move looks fun, yeah. Really, I think all the motion things look cool.
I don't think Natal. I think Natal, which is...
No,
Microsoft looks stupid.
PlayStation Wii is going to kick ass.
Apparently, Harmonix is going
to make a dance game.
Did you say PlayStation Wii?
That's what it's called.
You're an idiot.
PlayStation Wii.
But yeah, Harmonix is going to make a dancing game. Or if you played, or if you've seen... Like, seriously, do yourself a favor. YouTube Just Dance. And look at the idiots playing Just Dance. It is worth, like... a good half hour of your time just watching people play that game. It's for the Wii and... it's for the Wii
for
and...
For the Wii and burp.
Yeah, it's for the Wii
burp
and burp.
System?
You know, the Sanyo burp.
Yep, and what else for E3?
Hang on.
Oh, you're not done?
That'll be our scrap.
That game... It's like all the best 90s house music compiled into one collection. Like, seriously.
Like what?
Like Groove Is in the Heart and stuff like that.
How's
like,
that song go?
The Groove Is in the Heart. Groove Is in the Heart. Na-na-na. It has like Can't Touch This. Like, it's just a game where you dance retardedly and it's really, really fun looking.
And it's sold like hotcakes.
Exactly.
That game sold so much.
Because everyone and their mom literally wanted to play that game. Yeah, that's why Harmonix is going to make a dancing game for Natal.
The thing about Natal is, like, what can they do other than movement games? Like, if you wanted to play, like, a shooter game, what are you going to do? You're going to, like, point your finger at it and say pow, pow, pow? Like, there's no buttons.
Yes, Kevin Butler. We saw that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, isn't like the whole thing about Natal is that you can hold something up to the camera and it scans it? Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
I know.
Like, I'm gonna use a broomstick as a lightsaber. It just makes sense.
I guess so.
I think that would be sweet. That'd be way sweet.
Okay, I see. I forgot about that.
Exactly.
Scan a gun.
Like, what scan if you a real
scan
gun.
Scan a real gun.
Shoot your f***ing TV.
Yeah.
Okay, but what about games? Like,
Have you heard of that game that Peter Molyneux, which is the maker of Fable?
Yeah, gives a shit about Peter Molyneux. Apparently,
well, this guy's making a game.
No, apparently this guy keeps on making promises and they just like, oh, I was expecting, you know, the work of God and all I got was Fable.
Well, like, he's making that game, what's it called? Where you talk to a little boy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you talk, so using a tall camera to talk to the little boy and like you interact.
Seaman too?
No. Well, it's kind of like Seaman, except I forgot his name, the little kid's name, but he like interact with this kid and he asks him how his day is and he like gets sad and he gets happy and stuff. It's like, what a creepy game.
Seaman too.
No, see, games like that, nah. No, thank you. Because it turns into iRobot where.
iCarly?
No, iRobot.
iCarly?
Like, no. iCarly? He's talking to the hologram. Like, I can only answer a couple. What was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
iCarly?
No.
So, not to.
I did not murder him!
I did not murder him! So, iPsycho is on tonight. That's the newest iCarly movie. I got that set on my
DVR. It's not a movie.
Yes, it. Okay, it's like an hour long special that counts as a movie.
You know what I really miss on Nick?
What?
Naked Brothers Band.
That's just love
that
show.
That's not even. I love that show.
The only shows on Nick that I watch, besides Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide, which was an awesome show. Anyway,
which was
our Schneider's Bakery show.
Which is like Drake and Josh.
Drake and Josh, iCarly. Now, there are a bunch I don't watch, like Zoe 101. Did not know that was
Schneider's Bakery?
Exactly.
Wow, that was bad.
Yeah, Britney Spears' sister show.
Yeah. He did all that.
He did,
sadly, he did the Amanda show.
What do you mean, sadly? I love that show.
You suck.
That was a good show. You didn't like, you guys didn't like that show?
That's back when I hated Drake.
No, that's because I did not like her on all that.
That's true.
Because she took the place of,
Keenan.
No. There was a girl before Amanda, and it was her last episode, and the Amanda chick was coming in. Basically, they were giving this girl a send-off, and they were giving all of her skits to Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like, what the f*** is this? I don't like this girl. She's so stupid. I'm like, yeah. Look, watch first episode with Amanda.
Do you remember Figure It Out?
I remember Figure It Out. No one remembers Figure It Out.
Danny Tamborelli.
Made a
Laura Beth Dimberg.
I love that show.
That was awesome.
Those were like when game shows were good. Now Nick is trying to bring back its game shows.
How?
And it's using Brain Surge. It's like a game show. It's called Brain Surge, and it's bad.
No idea what that is.
Nope.
Again, if it's not iCarly or Ned's, I don't watch it.
What's that? There's this channel that shows like all of Nick's old stuff. Isn't it the Nickelodeon Gas?
I don't
know. Nick Gas shows like the extreme stuff. Like they show
Bubble Guts.
Oh, they show Bubble Guts.
Do you guys remember? Secrets of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah.
I think they show that still. Yeah.
Such a shitty show, even as a kid.
That was a good show.
The show was awesome. Silver iguanas and purple.
The blue monkey. Barracudas. No, it was the green monkeys. I think it was a purple. Oh, monkeys. Do you remember Captain Simian and the space? You guys remember that show?
No.
Wow. Losers.
No idea what you're talking about.
Losers.
No, you're the only one who remembers it, so it makes you look like a loser. So, I'm super excited for Nintendo.
The World Cup.
No, Nintendo Sports. That shit out of my house.
But it's not sports, it's the World Cup.
It's sports. I have chicken stuck on my teeth. It's gone. There it goes. You know,
it's funny because right now on the TV at Shakey's, there's a soccer game going on. And it's Germany, who I really want to win the World Cup. That's all. That's it.
You Nazi bastard.
You Nazi.
They deserve to win. Who do you want to win, AB?
I think Guatemala should win.
Oh my
god. That big ass Doug Trio hole that's all up in their business.
Yeah.
Look that up, guys.
For real, dude. Doug Trio used Dig.
say if Pokemon did exist, we would have incidents like that all the time.
We would have, like...
Oh, my God, dude. If Pokemon existed, that would be horrible.
No, but
like
if they...
Terrorists,
no, but it,
like, terrorists would be using, like, Latias and stuff.
No. Exactly. Voltorbs. Self-destruct.
How many Voltorbs have to die?
They're probably being breeded.
That's true. Well, they're not, like, normal. Are these yours? I'm going to use these.
No, Primit. Oh, wait. Pokemon 2000, the collector. That would just be a drug dude.
A drug dealer?
Yeah, drug dealer. Like, I have to have everything, you know?
Exactly.
And it did not start with the Pokemon card. So you watch the movie again.
What do you mean?
The collector in Pokemon 2000, the guy was collecting the Pokemon.
The power of one for people.
Right, right.
Who... Yeah, but he said it all started with the Pokemon card, the ancient Mew card. Mm-hmm. Which, when you think about it, you're like, oh, this is ultra-rare Pokemon card. No, I was like, even says promotion on it. That's how cool it is. Now you look back.
Now you understand
it's
and know what it is. You realize everyone card. Got it when they saw that movie.
It was a fucking promotion card, but who
but
still
it was
has
still
them?
Awesome.
Who still has them?
I saw
them. I gotta say.
Wait, are they worth money?
Probably.
On eBay?
I'm sure they are. Not like $80,000, but maybe $20,000.
Bubblezard card used to cost $30.
I remember like having a holographic Charizard was like being a Poke God.
I remember having a Charizard as being a Poke God.
No, my first deck I had a Raichu.
Right.
And I traded it for the lamest card ever because I just didn't have it.
Porygon.
I loved how stupid little kids used to be.
Yeah, that was the lamest thing.
I remember one time I was such a dick.
You
I
did
totally.
You ripped someone off.
I ripped some kid off for his Magmar.
What'd you do? You gave him an energy card. This is dark energy.
this is crazy. No, I gave him a Spanish one going, look, it's not even English. It's crazy.
Are you serious?
No, I don't remember what I did.
Oh,
all I know
no.
is that I ripped some kid off for his Magmar.
Remember that faggot
Oliver? Never looked back.
From yeah. St. Thomas, yeah. Well, he's
now we have to censor his name
just,
in case.
Yeah.
Now, yeah.
Who cares? I only have to censor faggot.
But I know, I only have to censor faggot, so.
Well, he used to do this stuff where you would cross his fingers and he would think, like, yeah, that's it. You know, I cross my fingers, you know, whatever. Like, he'll just do it at the end. You're like, oh, I crossed my fingers the whole time. Did you see my hand? No, you didn't.
Oh, when
did.
You were playing for keeps?
No, the things that he was playing, he was begging Lester to play a game with him. Lester's like, no, I don't want to play. I'm like, oh, come on, go, just come on, let's just play. And then he plays, you know, just for fun. Then he pulls out his hand and says, oh, had my hand, my fingers crossed, that's it, I'm taking your cards, that's it. And he took them away, it was like a joke, and Lester didn't do anything because he started like, it's like the rules, you get me, where he wants to do something but he can't, you know, he's taking away the cards, and I'm looking at him like, what the f*** is wrong with you, Oliver? And then,
was he really taking away the cards?
He was taking away his cards. He's like, well, I won them, I won them. And then he started, like, because he thought I was his friend, Oliver. So he was like, come on, man. Look, come on, man. I didn't really cross my fingers. Like, you know, that's just my friend, right? So, like, no, give him back his f***ing cards, or else I'm going to tell the ladies that were in charge of the daycare. He gave it back. He's like, well, I still think I won them. No, you didn't.
No, but who plays for
no,
keeps?
But he
honestly,
went to go,
playing
no.
for keeps is horrible. Dude.
Remember the walls that you were able to in our cafeteria. You were able to expand these walls, but you know they just closed them up.
He didn't go to St. Thomas.
No. But whatever, yeah. When they closed them up, they kind of made like a little. We used to call it a cave. Remember? And you could go inside. I remember playing hide and seek.
Yeah.
He went inside and made a cry.
Who cried?
Lester. That's where he went inside to cry. I was like,
you just got jacked by his Pokemon cards.
Wait, but he gave him back, though, right?
Yeah, he gave him back. Shit.
Still.
If it wasn't for you, he would have never had his Pokemon cards back.
And now you're still the best of friends.
Wait, are you...
Hey.
This is for another podcast.
Inside.
Yeah,
so
inside.
Hang on.
It's
exactly.
Been
what,
a
hang on. What
already.
I am super excited for at E3 is what Nintendo has to offer.
What? Nothing.
Metroid the Other M.
Okay,
I'm
yeah,
not
that's pretty good.
To that
that's
anymore.
Pretty good.
Zelda for the Wii.
Don't
what?
Give a shit about Zelda game.
The new Zelda game. Where, like, apparently they let out a teaser image, like, forever ago, but it was an official teaser image of this, like, It's basically the Master Sword.
I want them to make a future
anthropomorphized. You get me?
Yeah, I know what that
means. Like, she's a thing now.
So she's a character now.
Yeah, and like that's gonna be like.
Is that for the Wii?
Yeah, it's gonna be for the Wii.
That's gonna be stupid.
Twilight Princess was sweet.
Twilight Princess was sweet, but the Master Sword wasn't a character.
Here's the whole. Well, that's why. Now it's gonna be like a thing. Like, that's the legend of the Master Sword.
But it was always a legend. Actually, there was never really a game about the Master Sword.
Yeah, exactly. You just had. Well, if you refer to episode 2 of Seth Frost's podcast, you could hear a whole list of every single Zelda game ever made, ever.
So, what you mean is, like, it's the focus of the game.
Apparently. I mean,
I thought you meant that, like, anthropomorphized, as in, like, they made her, like, be able to talk.
And okay, big words. I don't know what the hell you said.
Do you know what...
Anthropomorphized is when you...
Put have, human like, characters
you give
on
human characteristics to something that's not human.
So it's like, actually going to be
so
talking?
So the... Big world of Richard Scarry.
Yeah, that's their animals anthropomorphized.
Those are, yeah. But no, like, she... It's... Imagine turning the Master Sword upside down.
And it can talk.
And, like, the... What's it called? The...
The hilt.
Hilt or whatever. It's, like, her shoulder blades.
I see. So it's gonna be, like, Tommy the White Ranger's Tiger Sword.
No. It's not... It's not gonna, like, tell you... Listen! It's not gonna make you listen or anything. It's gonna be a full-on character. Like, it's a walking thing now.
A walking sword?
It's not... I don't think you can use it as a sword. But
how about you guys basically, wait until the game
comes
out?
Exactly. Okay. E3 is fresh. Like, how
skeptic. Long? Skeptic. It's gonna be, like, in, like, July.
Is it July? No, it's June.
It's not June.
Point is, E3's coming up, and then, okay, Metroid Other M is gonna
come out. That's gonna be good, for sure.
And that's the Team Ninja one.
Yeah.
Which also made... Ninja Gaiden, which I never beat. That game was hard.
Which doesn't have their main guy anymore.
I don't think they'll even make anything of it, because, I mean, Pokemon, although it's a huge deal.
Oh, Black and White's coming out.
Well, yeah, but I don't think that's, like, a huge thing. Like
3DS at E3.
That's why. That's my main thing I'm looking forward to. 3DS.
I might actually get a Nintendo DS now.
The technology of glassesless 3D is upon us.
But is it 3D or is it like a depth thing?
It's depth. It's not gonna be poking out. Or
that's
you know what? You know what? We don't know.
I doubt
Nintendo is kind of crazy with what they do.
I wonder when Nintendo's gonna make like a time travel device. I bet you they'll be the first one.
They will. Nintendo. It's
like playing war games. They'll send you back to the war.
Miyamoto's.
Well,
gonna
I love how the Nintendo people just fucking lie.
How?
Like they go on like. Most of our fans don't even care about HD.
Yeah, like they're trying to make it okay.
Yeah, no, well, you have to understand. Hang on.
I'm waiting for the next Apple conference thingy.
That's in like couple days, dude. It's
there you go.
Awesome.
I cannot wait for the little smug, okay, let's not talk about the guy's house that we raided joke.
Oh no, he's at D8. He just talked about all that stuff.
He did?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
He's just like, you know, everything's, you know, underway. We have to do this. Blah, 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 blah. Basically.
They raped my wife and children.
Did they explain themselves for raiding the guy's house?
No, what they're saying is. What they're saying is.
That wouldn't ask. Like, it's not like it's like a national importance or anything to.
Wait. iPhone prototype? Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it is.
Not to do that. That's it. Someone
look, you guys, it has a new form factor. I'm
excited for it, and I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna actually trade up my friggin' Razer for the new iPhone. But to actually like break into someone's house, because he forgot his phone at a bar.
They,
that's crazy.
They're like by law, they're only required. Basically, they're going through his computers and.
That's bullshit.
If they find anything that does not have to do with it, they cannot do anything.
Of course, that's law. That's federal
law. Yeah, that's why if he has some CP on that, you know, they can't do anything.
Yeah, because that's some...
He's like, oh, you weren't supposed to look at that.
You weren't supposed to find that.
Sue.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, so the 3DS is
I doubt he'd win a countersuit about child pornography.
Yeah. But... Back to the 3DS. That thing is gonna be awesome, and I'm praying to Miyamoto that he will freaking let my downloadable crap transfer to anything.
Don't want to do that. Nintendo's not that cool.
See, no, but here's the thing. No. People have been able to do it if they complain enough.
Yeah, but no.
And if I have to, I will. I'll be like, I paid good money for this. I want to play my...
You're not going
to
talk like that. You're going to be like, well,
I already sent them an angry email.
What'd you say?
Well, basically, it was my DS was broke. Basically, I said basically like 20 times already.
Basically, yeah.
Honestly, low-key legit.
Legitly? Like, you low-key said...
Low-key legit.
Said, what'd you say?
What's your damage, Brian?
What's your damage, dude?
Seth Frost and podcast number 5.
What's your damage?
If you don't understand the reference, so, I fucking don't either.
So much StarCraft South Korea would be tired of it.
Oh my god, we didn't even talk about StarCraft on that last podcast.
Do we have to talk about StarCraft?
Yes, I am in the beta.
I'm in the beta.
It's gonna be over soon, but my god, is that
speaking
game
of betas,
amazing.
I think I want to play a Halo game now.
Thanks the Reach?
That. Yeah, thanks to everyone talking about the Reach beta.
It's really, they're talking about it because they're in the beta.
Hey,
you understand?
Hey,
like, they're not talking about it because it's tight.
Jetpacks. That's all I'm going to say.
So
can you
what?
Use a jetpack in StarCraft?
Yes. Reapers, that's all they use.
Reapers, that's all they use.
They're able to jump through terrain, which means that you can raid their base.
Well,
super easy.
I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to get me some more
pizza.
But
I want some pizza, too.
Check what pizza they got.
Alright,
just we'll this is some here. Some me and Martin time.
Straight cast.
Oh, that's a Mega 64. Now, speaking of Mega 64 with that reference, are you excited for version 3, Martin?
Yeah, I bought it.
You bought it?
For AB,
huh? What I don't like about... Well, it's not that I didn't like him.
What?
But version 1 and 2 were like... Since they were still like amateurish... It was hard to follow. You understand me? Like, it was hard to watch. Like, because I borrowed version 2 from AB.
Yeah, you don't know how many times I've seen version 1 where, I'm sitting down. I'm going to watch it. You know what? Let me just check the computer.
Then, like, you stop caring because, like, I can't keep up with it because I just can't follow it.
I want you to teach me how to meet ladies.
Yeah. Like, there are some good episodes and some good funny times, but it's, like, hopefully in this third version they up the ante with this story.
Okay, so enough of this crap.
Holy shit.
They have
God.
I have on my plate.
I'm about to go get some of that.
Okay, well, when you guys are gone, I'm going to explain the glory that is sitting before me upon this plate.
It's sad if you're doing that by yourself.
Now, listen here. This here is a dessert pizza. Now, I've had dessert pizza before. It's usually just apple pie in pizza form. With like crumbly stuff on top of it. This thing, it's Oreo pizza. Just wrap your head around that world. Oreo pizza. Now let's see what it tastes like. That is delicious. That is delicious Oreo pizza.
No, it's funny, I just saw a Papa John's commercial at Shakey's.
That's just weird. Wait, get me a drink.
Give me your cup, son. What do you want?
The raspberry iced tea crap.
Okay.
As I was saying, Oreo pizza. Find your nearest Shakey's and eat. Oreo pizza. I'm gonna get back to the normal pizza now.
Is it good? Is this Oreo pizza good? No, huh?
I was explaining how I f***ing hated the hangover. We're drinking on a 7. What'd you call it? I said I didn't like the hangover. And our friend Mauricio's f***ing a negative Nancy. I expected that he didn't like it either. Instead, he goes, "You didn't like the hangover? Oh my god." And Sarah, she lost her right there and says, "Oh my god, you don't like The Hangover, Wedding Crashers, Transformers, hold the up, Transformers, okay, I can understand the other comedies and all that crap, but you said Transformers, everyone hates Transformers." Like, that was it.
Some would wicked. Some would wicked. Are you eBay user? Blah, 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 blah. That was
so fucking stupid.
Look, it was a horrible, horrible movie.
No, but here's the thing about our group.
Part 2 was worse.
No, never saw
part 2.
Part 3 is probably gonna be worse.
I'm gonna burn
it. God damn it. It has
action scenes doesn't
huge transforming robots. What other movie has that? Tell me.
For like 5 seconds.
At least the first
one. They are huge fighting transforming robots. No other movie can boast that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
Power Rangers, the movie.
They're not transforming.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not. They're forming together to become a Megazord. That's not the
same. That's a transformation.
That's not the same as transforming.
Okay, let me think.
I want vehicle to robot, or animal to robot, or...
Animal to robot.
Animal cyborg to robots. I guess to just cyborgs.
Let me think. You keep talking.
Do you remember Animorphs? That's not it. I mean, Beast Wars. I'm an idiot.
Animorphs.
Animorphs suck. You know what's a good thing about those books?
The flip
number. That was it.
I never read a single Animorph. I just flipped them.
And we had the book sale and the captain.
Oh, it's just like Ash.
Yeah, every time there was a Scholastic book sale.
The Animorphs. Look at it. It's a human. Let me make it transform back. Same thing with Goosebumps. I never read one.
Does it have to be machine?
Huh?
It has to be machine, huh? Transforming machines, huh?
Yeah, why? What are you thinking?
New Moon?
Ah, yes. Although they are transfiguring. I don't know the difference.
Dude, you guys are fags.
Transfiguration class. I'm late for my transfiguration class.
Dude, hang on. 2010 is going to be an awesome year for Harry Potter. Like, for real.
Harry Potter World's coming out.
Harry Potter World opens. Deathly Hallows Part 1 comes out.
Hallows?
Deathly Hallows, the video game Part 1 comes out. Which, did you see what it is? It's a third person shooter. It's over Harry's shoulder, and basically you...
Basically what?
Well, basically, what you basically do is you basically have three basic curses that
Every Harry Potter game has been third person.
No, but it's a shooter now.
Like, so there's like a reticule. So there's like a reticule on the screen. Wow.
Yeah. You have your... What is it? You have Stupefy.
You have Flipendo.
Shut up.
You guys learn Flipendo from the first...
You have three, like, main spells. One is, like, Stupefy.
The other one is, The other one is, Expelliarmus.
Yeah, Expelliarmus.
I knew it.
And then what I thought was crazy... Straight up,
Avada Kedavra.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Like, wow. And the guy was saying, the developer is like, yeah, there's three spells that you can relate to other things. Like, Stupefy is your stun gun. Expelliarmus, you know, disarms your enemy, and your machine gun is the fucking.
Yeah. I can't say it.
Crustacean curse.
The Cruciatus.
The Crustacean curse.
The Cruciatus curse. That's Neville Longbottom, movie 3.
Wonder how that game's gonna be transferred to the f***ing Wii.
Perfectly?
Perfectly.
No. The real kitty game that they were developing before, they decided, hey, I bought a third person shirt. It's gonna be the one for the Wii.
You know, apparently, what's the company that's developing the new Modern Warfare?
Treyarch,
yeah. Treyarch is saying... I'm saying new Modern Warfare.
Mm-hmm. What? Go.
Treyarch is saying Black Ops is gonna be what everyone wished a first-person shooter would be on the Wii. Like, they're saying it's gonna be awesome on the Wii, which will give people who...
Which means it's gonna be good.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be great.
Which means it'll be okay. Which means it'll be
PlayStation 3 or what?
Yeah, but on PlayStation 3. Oh, wait. I'm an idiot. Motion controller. Everyone's getting it. Never mind.
Except for Xbox.
I'm gonna, like, scan my puppy and use it as a gun. No?
I'm gonna scan.
That thing is gonna have so many fucking issues.
Scan your wiener. Bow, bow, bow.
That thing is gonna have so many issues, man.
Brian, you have a tiny lightsaber.
I have a very tiny... It's a light dagger, actually. It's a light knife. is something. No, but, it's not at all a saver.
No, you should have heard. No, you should. No,
not done.
You should have heard AB.
Your horrible co-host.
AB's laugh when he showed me Whistles Go Woo.
Whistles Go Woo.
That's only in the morning.
That's only in the morning.
You're supposed to be out kicking practice for somebody.
You should have heard him. I can't do it. He did the first part of the laugh.
That's only in the morning.
No, but what is it? I couldn't hear it at all.
The whistle. It's just a whistle.
It's just a whistle, yeah.
Is it?
That high-pitched noise throughout the video, that was it.
That was it.
And it's super annoying, yeah.
It was funny. You used to see it was like a...
It's just for decoration.
No, the people complaining about it.
He's obviously seen it.
Yeah, but the f***ing people complaining, that was funny.
Let everyone look up Bub Rub or Whistles Go Woo.
Bub Rub and Lil Sis. What's their names?
Yeah.
That's only in the morning.
But yeah, dude, speaking of Bay Area crap, I was at grad night.
In the Yay Area?
Shut up. At grad night, we were walking by and I heard some dude go.
This is go woo?
No.
Yay Area?
No, he was from the Bay Area and he went, dude, I hear more Bay Area music down here than in the Bay Area.
I don't even know what Bay Area music is.
The hell is Bay Area music?
I don't know what hyphy is.
The hell's hyphy?
It's horrible and annoying.
Yeah, but like, who's famous that does hyphy?
I don't know.
The f*** is hyphy?
All those dumb dance moves and stuff like that.
Hyphy came from, on your TV, you used to say hi-fi. That's where hyphy came from.
Shut up.
I'm joking. I don't know, but it makes sense, doesn't it?
No, honestly, what is hyphy?
It's
a type of music.
It's like ghost riding the whip. Putting your stunner shades on.
Put your stunner shades on.
Really annoying crap.
Basic beat stuff.
It's all about jerking, though. It's all about jerking. Have you guys seen... Oh, my God. No. Have you seen Dick Slang?
Yes.
Have you seen... I showed it to you, right?
Yes.
Have you seen Dick Slang?
They think it's the coolest thing that they ever done. They're showing off the stuff. But in reality, it's just five guys in a small room swinging their dicks
swinging
around.
Swinging their dicks around, dude. Yeah, that is the stupidest... And first of all, that's never going to catch on in the clubs because I don't wear basketball shorts. So I don't even go to the club, okay?
Brian, you have to be popular and go to clubs
before
you can do any of this.
But it's like, how is that going to work in jeans? You feel me?
But hang on.
I think I'm overthinking it, though.
Just,
what?
I don't know. Penis goes whoosh. I don't know.
You're an idiot.
Whoosh.
Mega 64 podcast number. Yeah.
Oh, guys. Okay. Thank you.
I think our podcast just died, guys.
I know our podcast, and we are 40 minutes into it.
I think our podcast.
This is a good time to say our bye byes now. We're probably. I know.
Is it over?
No, wait. Yeah.
Are we all podcasted out?
Yeah.
All right. I guess so.
I mean, you guys could talk about more.
I mean, yeah, we can, but I mean,
no, we can't. Have you ever tried listening to an audio podcast for an hour? That's not that good. I mean, not that we're not pro. And
that's why you cut it.
We're awesome.
Whatever. All right then. I guess so.
Even then, so I'm probably gonna, if I can get some cash, I'm probably gonna go
buy a sound system and play hi-fi.
Hello, you guys. Rorschach.
An idiot.
Doesn't look like him.
Our Oreo pizza cookie. This isn't a video podcast.
Okay, never mind.
This is all audio.
Yeah, I don't think our listeners are going to stick at all.
But yeah, I know all you're going to hear is this.
No, all you're going to hear is nom 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 nom.
So, thank you, Martin, for joining us.
Thank you, Shakey's. You've been an awesome crowd.
Shakey's for being, yeah, everyone.
You're awesome.
I'm Abraham.
I'm Abraham. Just kidding, I'm Brian.
And that was supposed to be fun.
And we'll see you next time on Sever.
Wait! Awesome. Please subscribe to us on iTunes.
Oh, yeah. Subscribe to us. Check us out on Set for Awesome on iTunes.
Yeah, just go ahead
send
and
send us an email.
Search Set for Awesome
at gmail.com.
Send us an email.
These podcasts don't suck.
Set for Awesome at gmail.com. Don't listen to the haters. Don't listen to the haters. The haters are going to
hate.
Haters
going to
hate.
Haters going hate.
The hater on
thank you to our two loyal listeners who have probably been waiting for episode 5 to come out.
Probably.
Talking to you, Carla and Sarai. Thank you very much. And
Maria too. Maria listens to the show.
There you go. 3 loyal listeners.
Are you done listening to the show?
No, she doesn't have time.
Oh, that is BS.
What do you mean she doesn't have time?
She has time to read a fucking Twilight book.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, she read those forever ago.
She has time to read books about cats, cat warriors. And
those are so bad.
What are you guys talking about?
That's for another podcast.
Okay.
I'm Abraham.
I'm Ryan.
See you later.
Bye.
Miniature one you could actually cook with, and my mom was nice and she bought one. Allison needed a reason to bake something, barged in my room and she grabbed me. She said, I made a cake and we're going next door to Sam Weinstein's and you're getting married. The cake was burned, it tasted gross. Unmarried happily, no plans in life, and I'm planning to keep it that way. I do kissing with only one mission. Do you like to kiss? Then you have my permission. And I've already spent too much time doing things I didn't want to. So if I just wanna make out all the time, you can bet your black ass that I'm going to. When I was 9, I was kind of a loser. The kids in my class didn't like me. Melanie Chow was the meanest of all, and my mom made me go to her party. Nobody talked to me, I sat there quietly drawing with crayons on a napkin. A picture of Melanie skewered with a pitchfork, her legs getting eaten by lions. The cake was good, I took some home, I had a party in my room. Now I have friends and I'm not such a loser, but I go to bars all the time and I sit there and order red wine and I write and I like being alone around people. Yes, that's how I like it. And I've already spent too much time doing things I didn't want to. So if I want to sit here and write and drink wine, you can bet your black ass that I'm going to. Around me, and I've already spent too much time. lipstick or hide in a convent or try to be mayor or marry a writer, smoke crack and slash tires, make jokes you don't like or paint ducks and retire. You can bet your black ass that I'm gone. That's right, bitches!
All right, we got it.
There's
That's
one
it.
Bad note we can take it from that.